Anyways, let's say a quick prayer real quick and we'll get into this. Lord, we just thank you for today, Lord. I thank you for every person that's here tonight, Father God. Within the sound of my voice, Father God, may your word go out and not become void, Father. Let it prick their heart, Father. Lord, you gave me this word, and Father, I just pray that it won't fall on deaf ears. Lord, let us move in the right direction, Father, that you want us to. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
All right. We ready? I hope so. Finna get started. Gonna be good. High five your neighbor real quick. Come on, give him an air five if it's too far. Huh? You happy to be here tonight in the house of the Lord? I am. Eli, you didn't give her five. Give her five. Come on, man. Get fired up for the Lord. That's what I see, man. I'll tell you what. We can't be Baptists all our lives like that. We got to get fired up for the Lord. Right? How are we going to have story time with Steve if we can't get fired up about certain things? Right? Lord, I just pray tonight, though, that I would just decrease. And, Lord, that all the light be shined on you, Father God, and that you increase. And you know, I don't bring this word. I tell you what, I was asleep in my bed, and about 4 a.m. It's been a week or two ago. The Lord woke me up out of a deep sleep, and He gave me this word. I didn't even know what it was about, because I was thinking to myself, what am I going to do with this word, Lord? And then this week, Pastor Matt says, Steve, I need you to preach Sunday after church when everybody's all fat and happy, sleepy, tired, don't want to be there, rather be somewhere else. Well, I'm glad you're here. And I got to tell you something, and if you don't know this, I'm going to tell you something. I love each and every one of you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I don't mean that in a little term. I mean, hey, I'd take a bullet for you. I mean that. I want the best for this church. Amen. And I'm not here to throw reproach on us. I'm just here to deliver the message that God gave me. Take it. If you got a problem with it, take it up with Him. Okay?
Right.
But I want you to know I love you. And I care about this church. I hope you believe that, because it's the truth. I do. And you know what I see? I see this heart of this church. It's great, isn't it? Man, people search their whole life trying to find a church like this, and they can't find it. We got it right here in front of us. Right?
Right?
Think about where we were, where we come from, to where we're at now. But I want you to think about where we're going too. Right? We're doing good. Could we be doing a little bit better? I think so. And that's what we need to talk about. I want you to be the head, not the tail. Hear me? I want you to be above and not beneath. I want you guys to be the light on the hill that people see and say, hey, look, there's something different over there at that church. And I want to be involved in something over there. And I think we can see it. I think we can see it starting to show up in our church services, that we've got more and more people. But my question is the Great Commission. Because I'll tell you this. If you're involved in this church, you're blessed.
Amen.
Here in the last couple weeks, the Lord's been stretching on me. He's stretching, boy. I'm telling you, stretching. I've seen stuff this last 3 or 4 weeks. I took a job down at Wewoka, and oh, golly. I knew I was going to mess that up. Down there at Wewoka, and I get to see them kids' files and stuff. Lord, you got a mom and dad that love you, took you to church ever as a kid, you're blessed. Because half our kids down there, their mom and dad's name are question marks. You're blessed.
That's right.
We don't even know how blessed we are.
Yeah.
Them kids ain't never been introduced to church. I'm fixing to shine a light in that circumstance. And I think that's why the Lord's put me in that position. And I don't take that lightly. I don't take this lightly. Everything I do for the Lord, I take it seriously. So the Great Commission, Matthew 28:16, you don't have to turn there. I mean, most people know that already. You know, Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. I'm just going to get real with you. I'm pretty good at that. I don't have no. I had a story I was going to tell, but I only got 15 minutes. Let's not waste time, right? Let's get right to the rat killing. It says in the Bible, you'll know them by their fruits. So let's just get real. Let's go to Genesis 2:8. That's where we're going to start this. Just got two different Bible verses tonight we're going to go over. Since I'm on crunch time up here, I'm going to start reading before you can maybe even get there. 2 and 8. I'm going to start with 7. And the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves covering. See, they had just sinned, that very first sin. And they just recognize, hey, we're naked. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. How cool is that? Adam and Eve knew the sound of the Lord walking around there because he used to dwell with them down there in garden. In the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves. That's what we're going to talk about. They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Number 9. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" Can you imagine trying to hide from God? Tough to do, right? Oh, Adam, he thought he could get away with that, right? He knew who God was, what all God had done for him. Matter of fact, it said they used to walk together in the garden. But here he is right here, hiding from God. Do you think God didn't know where he was? No, God knew exactly where he was. Yeah, and he knew what he had done, right? And he's calling him out on it. Where are you at? Where are you at? Where are you at? He knew. But he's calling him to come out of his hiding and show himself. He's got to show himself. What do you think he's doing there? Adam knew what he did. God knew what he did. He said, "Hey, get on out here." Right? Kind of like a kid. They think they go to the room, they're safe. Right? Hey, get over here. About ready to be some discipline going on, right? You ain't going to go hiding underneath that bed thinking you're safe, right? He tried to hide from God. Let's read 10 real quick and then we're going to go on. So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." You know, I think that I think we get real comfortable sometimes. Comfortable in the life we're living. Things are going our way. You know, there's a lot of things out there in this old world that try to pull our eyes, make our tongue slip. There's a lot of tripping hazards in this old world these days. Not that they didn't have them in the old days, but I mean, right now, I mean, it's there, man. I mean, if the power of the world is in your hand whenever you got that phone, right? And then what they call that, a personal device, right? That's your personal device. That's your cell phone. I ain't no hacker or nothing like that, but you can't hide nothing on that deal. You can try, but God knows you did it. Right? I just want to get real. You know, I want to see what are we hiding? What are our struggles or battles that we're dealing with? If you're not dealing with a battle right now, hey, you either just come out of one, you're fitting to go into one. It's there. And I don't know where I'd be without this church with some of the battles that I've dealt with. Right? Now, I'm not just preaching you guys. I'm preaching myself up here. I want you to know that. You know, I've kind of been hiding back there for 3 or 4 years. I see where we've been at in this church and where we're going, the trajectory that we're doing. We got to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, though. And I'm being dead honest with you. Our actions are being watched very, very closely. You don't think the neighbor across the road from you is watching you? He's watching you. He sees that vehicle leave every Sunday morning and every Wednesday night and coming back. But them other days that you come back, you don't act like a Christian, but you sure do go somewhere on Sundays and Wednesdays. We got to live it. And sometimes, I tell them kids that all the time down there. You know, I got real with them too. I said, sometimes you got to change who's in your circle. Sometimes you got to pluck some people out. Your ride or dies may not be your ride or dies anymore. You may need to take them out of that circle and put somebody else in there that's going to be a positive influence on your life. You know, We've got to watch ourselves. You know, we're accountable for the deeds that we do and the impact we have on others. I want to be a positive influence. Amen. Right? Life's too easy to set somebody backwards. Right? Trip somebody up. Anybody can trip somebody up, right? Somebody's down, it's easy to kick them, right? Why don't we just give them a hand and try and pull them back up? Amen. Right? And if that's involved in either inviting somebody that's maybe it's stretching you a little bit, invite somebody to church this next week. I trust God to do His thing. Amen. Right? If I'll do my little part, I knew God will do His big part. And all I got to do is ask Him, say, hey, get on, come to church with us. If they don't show up, I ain't going to be broken, but I'm going to keep on, man. I'm like a rabid dog, dude. I promise you. I prayed a dangerous prayer one time, and I'm telling you, it's a dangerous prayer. I said, Lord, make me the next Apostle Paul. And He's worked on me ever since. I missed an opportunity one time. It was at the Quick Stop in McLeod, Oklahoma. I was getting fuel. And the Lord said, go talk to that man right there. I was getting gas. And that guy walked in there. And he said, go talk to that man. I don't know. I don't know his name. I don't know that guy. I don't know who he was. All I know is the Lord wanted me to go talk to that guy, and I turned him down. And I ain't never been so broke driving out of there. And I don't mean my bank account. I mean my heart. Next time I see that dude, I'm tackling him. It's like his face is tattooed on my heart, dude. I'm telling you, I'm going to sumo suplex that dude and say, hey, I got something to tell you about, man. I ain't playing. I'll find him too, man. I'm like a bird dog. Don't you believe it, Troy. I'll tell you, next time I see him, somebody see me jump out of a vehicle going 45, I probably just seen him on the side of the road. I'm going to find that guy. And I don't know what it was that day that that man needed to hear. I pray that somebody else did it, though, because I let the Lord down. I did. And I'm accountable for that. I'm accountable for that. And I've apologized a million times to the Lord for that. I don't want to do that no more. See, there's a sense of maturity. I'm 52, going to be 53 this year. I didn't know if I'd ever mature. Last couple years, man. I'm telling you. When that old voice comes in your head trying to steer you in a different direction, you know what God wants you to do. I'm getting real with you. If you haven't heard that voice, you better get tuned in. Right? Let's go to, and I ain't trying to steal nothing from Pastor Matt, but this is just what the Lord put me on. But let's go to that Joshua 7:19. We're talking about another old boy that went in there, and he thought he'd hide something. Seven and 19. Now Joshua said to, how do you say that, Pastor Matt?
Achan.
He said, my son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God of Israel and make confession to him and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me. And Achan answered Joshua, and he said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel. And this is what I have done. When I saw among the spoils of a beautiful Babylon garment, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted it and took them. And there they are, hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent with the silver under it. See, old Achan, he'd went in there and stole some stuff he wasn't supposed to. Then they went into battle, and they lost that battle. And the Lord more or less told Joshua, hey, somebody in your camp has stolen stuff that it wasn't appointed for him to take. And he thought he could hide it. But the Lord knew. Right. He told Joshua right off, hey, there's right there in your camp. This could be our camp right here. We may be having some folks in here. Hey, listen, and this is between you and the Lord. This ain't none of my business. I'm just telling you what woke me up at 4 a.m. Well, it's so important that I started jotting it down at 4 a.m. And I'm just telling you, the presence of the Lord was so thick in there where I was jotting this down, I started weeping. And my wife woke up. Kathy woke up. She said, are you okay? I can hear you sobbing. I said, the presence of the Lord is right here with us. What are we hiding? What's your struggle? You know what it is. I guarantee everybody's got one. What are you battling with? What's your idol? Oh, don't say that, Steve. This thing working? Is this on? Y'all can hear me still? Right? Don't go there, Burris. What are we holding over the Lord? Idolizing over the Lord, right? I'm just telling you, I'm a sinner. I ain't playing. If you knew me before, I tell you what, whenever I was farming this, that, and the other, hey, I'd made them old sailors blush. I'm just telling you, that's how bad my mouth was. I've took a new leaf. I've turned away from them ways. It wasn't easy sometimes. Them voices, they still come. You know, they tempted Jesus too. The old devil coming to himself right there and tempted Jesus three times. He always battled him with what? Scripture. Right? It is written. So if you ain't in this word, you may not know what is written to battle that. Right? If I'm going coyote hunting, I know what weapon I'm taking. Right? What ammo I need to fight that battle. What optics. But if I ain't got no ammo, how am I going to be fighting him? Getting this word. One of the most powerful things Jesus said to the devil is, get ye behind me, Satan. Devil ain't got no toehold there. Not on my Christ. At one time, he had a toehold in my life, but I pushed him off the cliff, or tried to. Now, he's still trying to hold on. But let me tell you what, he never had a toehold on Jesus Christ. Amen. Humble yourself. Ooh, Burris, what'd you go there for? It needed said. Humble yourself. Amen. Humble yourself for your family, most of all before the Lord. Amen. He'll open doors you never thought would be opened. He'll close some maybe need closed.
That's right.
That's why I wish that I'd diminish and he would increase, right? I want to be less and let all the light shine on him.
Amen.
Because I tell you what, hey, we've only got, we might as well face it, we're only here for a short time anyways, right? But I think it's impactful, the time that we do have here, what we're going to do with it. Should we squander it? Or should we use it to the benefit of our Lord and Savior and be able to spend eternity with him? Man, I can't wait to throw my crowns at the Lord's feet, because I'll tell you what, I cherish that day. And I know people think I'm crazy, but let me tell you what. We got a better life awaiting, but let me tell you what. We ain't doing our jobs down here if we ain't telling people about Jesus Christ. We ain't inviting them to church. If we ain't living for Christ ourselves. Leon McCoy told me one time, we were riding horseback over there between Prague and Payton one time. He turned to me and said, Burris, if you ride with outlaws, you'll hang with them too. Powerful words from a powerful man. He taught me a lot. But them there have always stuck with me. You got to watch who that circle is. And sometimes you got to remove. Doesn't mean you got to just cut them off, that you ain't got to be rude to them or nothing like that. But some people, listen, you got to watch who you're hanging with. If they're dragging you down, you can still be friends with them. But it don't mean you got to go everywhere with them and everything else, because that stuff there gets on you.
That's right.
You ever been in an old hog pen out there just like that prodigal son? You know he stepped in it. One thing about a hog, listen, 2 weeks later, I know you've been around a hog. It's all over you. I get downwind of you 20 foot, man. I know you've been around hogs, man. Don't let it get on you. Where do you think that stuff always happens at night? These bars are open at night. Concerts are at night in the dark. They don't want that light in there. Speaking of light, we need to be shining our light everywhere we go. Man, I tell you what, we got a powerful light too. We got a powerful responsibility. We got to be accountable. I'm just going to say it. There's some maturity that needs to happen. Hear me, church. I ain't playing. There's some maturity needs to happen. Why, Burris, I've been in church my whole life, man. I tell you, yeah, but you ain't no more mature than a kindergartner to be treating people the way you're treating them. Well, you can't say that, Burris. You might step on somebody's toe. I hope you wore your steel toes. Fitting to flatten them toes flat now, I'm telling you. Let's get real. The way we treat each other in here. If we're treating other people that are Christians in here like this, how are we going to treat people in the real world? I ain't saying nothing that don't need to be said. Page one, complete. My bad. Probably ought to hurry up. If that's a timer going off up there, it's probably, I'm running over a little bit. Sorry, I just get real. You know, in business, I run a business for a long time. Whenever you go to them banks and stuff like that, they make you list out what some of your assets or things you owe for, like liabilities. Right? Are you a liability of this church? Or are you an asset? Ooh, that'll preach. Man, we can get that man on a Sunday, boy. I tell you, that'd preach. You get 45 minutes off that. You see what I'm doing? It's called self-evaluation. I do that every morning. I look in the mirror, said, Steve, are you a better person today than you were yesterday? You ever do that? I got to be better every day. And I know I ain't never going to reach the heights of some of the apostles and the prophets and what Jesus was himself. But listen, we got to do our very best. People's watching. I don't want to lead nobody astray. What did it say? Something about, you know, some millstone or something? Them things tend to be heavy, I think. You know, they ground all that grain and stuff, them old millstones, right? Something about them tying it around your neck and throwing you off in the deepest, darkest sea. I don't need none of that. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, let's do the Acts 1, 12 through 14. Let's come into one accord like they did in that upper room. That's my challenge. Love on your brothers and sisters. I truly believe if we'll get a hold of this, get a hold of it. Put it on the tablet of our heart, and we come into one accord. We're going to have three services on Sunday. And Brother Matt, I know that's stretching you a little bit. And I'm sorry. I'm just saying, you'd do it for the Lord, wouldn't you? Amen. Right? I'll tag team with you. I'll do anything you need me to do. But we got to get a hold of it. We got to embrace it. And I know it's a change, but not all change is bad. I'm going to finish up real quick because I know I'm over. And I know I probably bored the heck out of you guys, but let me tell you what. Division is a tool of the devil. He's used it since Adam and Eve. Devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he would like nothing more to destroy this church. Okay? If you don't see it writ on the walls, better get to reading it. The devil don't like us. We're made in God's image. He'll try and corrupt or confuse too. Don't let the devil use you as a tool to hurt others. And if our feelings get hurt, they're just feelings. Right? Forgive and forget. We got to be bigger than that. Feelings is fleshly, okay? If we're dead to our bodies and we're living for Christ, feelings are fleshly. We don't need to be messing with that. Feelings, right? Use discernment and things to figure out exactly what way we need to go. Resist the devil and he'll flee. I'm gonna call it quits on that. I don't want y'all to stay too late. And I apologize. I studied about 2.5 hours last night on this. And I just love the Lord. And I want you to know I want the best for this church. And I'm not here to point fingers because I'm pointing the finger right at me too. I try to invite as many people as I can, but I know that there's people out there that are probably still out there that need to be ushered into church.
That's right?
Do me a favor this week. Invite somebody to church. If you get a chance to take somebody, I know it don't sound like much, but you break bread with somebody, you go eat with somebody, tell them about Jesus Christ. Pray with them right there. Shine a light in that dark circumstance. You don't know what they're dealing with. Breaking bread with somebody is a powerful thing. Just be kind, generous to all. Help out anybody that you can. We're blessed people. So blessed. Think about it. He didn't have to call you by name, right? Because nobody comes to the Lord unless he draws them to him. And he drew you to him.
Amen.
That's the Lord we serve right there. He wanted you so bad, he drew you to him. He loves you. Let's not let him down.
That's right.
Let's not let him down. We've got a huge harvest ahead of us.
Amen.
And the crop is ready. It's right there. It's golden. It's ready. It's ready to harvest. And it's right there for the taking. Let's not let it spoil in the fields or go to waste. Anyways, let's pray it out. I guess I'm done, Pastor Matt. Just pray it out. All right. Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you for your word tonight, Father. Lord, I hope I didn't let you down in any way, shape, or form, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for your word and what it means to me, Father God. And Lord, I just love this church. Father, let us go in the right direction, Father God. Let us guide people that they may not be lost anymore, Father, that they be found. Lord, the only thing we can take with us, Father, is our family and friends and folks that we tell about you, Father God, and that's what we want to do. All the possessions of the world have to stay behind, Father God. Lord, let us just focus on you this week. Let us do everything in our power, Father, to give you glory in all things. We love you, Lord. Thank you for this day and everything you gave to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's all stand together. Here's what we're going to do. I want to share one verse with you on our way out the door. Brother Steve said something about looking in the mirror, doing self-evaluation and saying, am I better today than I was yesterday? And Brother Steve, I appreciate that very much. I appreciate the challenge. I appreciate your heart. And it's one of the reasons I asked you to speak, because I know your heart and I love to see it. We talked about looking in the mirror and saying, am I better today than I was yesterday? And let me read a verse to you. Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate. To what?
to be conformed to the image of his Son, that we might be the firstborn among many brethren. What we've been predestined to is to be conformed to the image of Jesus. And so what we do when we look in the mirror, we need to ask ourselves, maybe more so than just, am I better today than I was yesterday, which is a great question, but am I becoming more like Christ? And when you become more like Christ, guess what? You're better today than you were yesterday. And so that's what we're aiming for. I appreciate you being here, Brother Steve. God bless you. I appreciate you coming and sharing your heart and sharing God's word with us. We appreciate you and your family, and we love you.